Billy Brim, and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast brought to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks here at Branson, Missouri. We're talking about some things that I believe are going to happen in the church in these last days, these end of days, as the Bible calls them. And one thing is going to be a great manifestation of the Holy Ghost and His gifts. Those are enumerated for us, and this is our scripture of the week, 1 Corinthians 12:1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. How ignorant we are. How ignorant even our churches are. But we must have these operations of the Holy Spirit. Verse 7 says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then it lists the 9 gifts: word of wisdom, word of knowledge, special faith, gifts of healings, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, kinds of tongues, the interpretation of tongues. Now listen to this. All these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit. But folks, he has to be given the right to move. And one thing I think why ministers don't let the Holy Ghost move is because they're afraid to. They're afraid they don't know how to yield to him. But remember, I read to you yesterday, and I'm reading you this week, from the ministry, life and ministry of Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, who pastored 28 years in Pasadena, Texas, and Brother Hagin said they had the best manifestation of the Spirit with the greatest order. Also, Howard Carter said that. I'm reading you now from a book about their ministry, A Tribute to Spiritual Excellence, compiled and edited by Joe Jordan. Now, Ron Smith also gives testimony in here. Ron Smith was on their staff as associate minister for several years. Now, Ron Smith, who now lives in Kansas City, and Joe Jordan are going to be here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with us for a school of the Holy Spirit. These two that were trained up under Mom and Pop Goodwin are going to be here. It will be a special time for you. Send your pastor if you can. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, this is the testimony of Ron Smith. That's what Joe did. He took several testimonies. And he told about their wonderful lives. He said this about Dr. Goodwin. Dr. Goodwin was an engineer before God called him to be a preacher. Electrical, I believe it was. And he talked about Dr. Goodwin's person. He said, Dr. J.R. Goodwin was impeccable. He had a persona that stood out even in a crowd of accomplished ministers. He had the ability to master any situation with his acute insight into the Word. And this brought men and women of renown from far and distant lands to sit at his feet and be taught, as this 20th century Gamaliel had spiritual and political leaders seeking his counsel. Actually, Joel Osteen's father, John, was a Baptist minister, and he sought the counsel of Dr. J.R. and Mrs. Goodwin. He went there, and he was baptized. John Osteen was baptized in the Holy Ghost in their home, I believe. An engineer by trade, Dad Goodwin possessed such temperament that he was qualified to hold any CEO with a Forbes 500 corporation. His mind was so organized that I never, in more than 16 years of being in his presence, ever found him to be remiss. Late for an appointment, or weary in his body. He was an amazing man, so well studied, so organized, so educated. But oh, how that man could move in the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to read some things that Ron Smith talked about the Holy Ghost operating in their services. Now, this story is a good one. Ron Smith speaks of, and he headlines it here, a very unique ministry of the Word. There was a lady in their church who had come from the Catholic Church. She knew virtually nothing about the Bible. Yet God began to speak scripture references to her spirit. She said that sometimes she didn't even know that the book was in the Bible. Therefore, she would have to go to the index to find it. Once she found it and read the scriptures that had been given to her, there would be great significance. It would pertain exactly to that which was happening in the service at that moment. This kept happening, and she went to the Goodwins about it. In their spiritual wisdom, they realized that perhaps God was birthing a ministry. Dad told her to check it out a few more times, and if there continued to be a confirmation of it, to then stand up and speak out the scripture reference. It proved to be a tremendous ministry and blessing to the church for many years. I doubt if most of the pastors would have perceived the potential ministry, and therefore it would never have blossomed. I think that's truth. Not many pastors would have let it come forth. Listen how it did come forth. Her name was Mrs. King. And Ron Smith writes, I can see her standing in the church, near the back, always on the left-hand side facing the podium. She was a quiet, unassuming woman, and other than the unusual gifts she possessed, would have been unnoticed in a congregation. However, when she stood up and Dad recognized her, those of us who knew what was coming immediately got pen and paper ready. This ministry was awesome. The word of Scripture would set the tone or set the course for that meeting. The working of the gift was incredible. She would minister in a tongue chosen by the Holy Spirit in what Paul describes as unknown to us, but certainly not unknown to the Holy Spirit. Then she would speak forth the particular verses or portions of verses that the Lord wanted manifested for that occasion. I still have my old tattered Scofield Bible with markings of the ministries that God so indelibly etched into our spirits and minds. But this ministry of Mrs. King still has me in awe. One particular instance is dated in my Bible as 4:22-73. Dad had announced his text as 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. At that precise moment, Mrs. King stood up, was recognized, and spoke out. And the way Brother Goodwin would do it, he would have the people raise their hand. And then if he recognized them, they were to stand up and give what they had. If he felt that it wasn't the time or that he had the greater anointing, he would go on by, and they were taught not to be offended. But at that precise moment, Mrs. King stood up and Dad recognized her, and she spoke out. Job 22, verses 21, 24, 25. The first 13 words of verse 28, and the last 11 words of Job 23:10. Then she sat down. Well, as Dad read what the Holy Spirit gave through Mrs. King, the power of God fell, and in fact, my wife and I received a financial answer through this move of the Holy Ghost. Let me recap what these scriptures placed in the order the Holy Ghost gave state. Quote, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Then thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brook. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Remember, Ron Smith said that he received a financial blessing. Now he gives us another one of Mrs. King's messages. Another outstanding marking in my Bible was dated 10/31/65. This was the 44th wedding anniversary for Mom and Dad Goodwin. Mrs. King gave forth Deuteronomy 32, verses 1, 2, and 4. Then the last 15 words of verse 7. Then verse 11, and the first 6 words of verse 12. Here is the message from the Word and by the Holy Spirit. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead. Now this is Ron's commentary. Ron Smith. Within these scriptures lies the total ministry of the Goodwins. Dad's doctrine dropping as the rain, his speech moistening the dry soul like dew. Then God states, like a father, he will show us things to come. And Mom, like a mother eagle, will stir up our nest. And oh, how she could stir up our nest. She would dislodge the down and make a soul that had grown cold in their love walk with the Lord very uncomfortable. As she brooded over them, and especially with the young, and she did bear us up on wings of praise and exultation. So the Lord alone did lead, and lead he did. These are two examples of quality ministries and giftings of the Holy Spirit that graced our communion table through the noble ministries of the Goodwins. Bless the Lord. I remember myself going to see Mom Goodwin. She lived several years past the time that Papa Goodwin, and he was older than she. She lived quite a few years after he left. And she lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we would often go to her house just to sit there with her. And all day long her phone would ring, and people would talk to her a while, and she'd say, "The Holy Ghost says." And she'd speak with tongues and interpretation, and there would be the answer to what they called about. I went to her house one day, and there was a middle-aged couple, and because Mom lived up in 90s, and a middle-aged couple, and they were talking about how they grew up as children in the Goodwins Church. And he said, you wanted to make sure when you went to church on Sunday, you had everything clear, because Mom would seek you out, and she would know what had happened to you. And he said, one time I went like to a bar through the week, and Mom told me on Sunday, "My spirit followed you into that bar. Now you don't go into such places," and gave him a word from the Lord. And he said, it kept us straight. You know, pastors should operate with the gifts of the Holy Ghost. They should operate it with a prophetic anointing. We should have supernatural. I know John Osteen said that he was going to preach when he was a Baptist preacher. He was going to preach on 1 Corinthians 12, and he was going to show how each of them worked. And he said, now the gifts of healings, that's doctors. Now the word of wisdom, that's education. And he said, but I got so entangled trying to explain how everything was natural. I said, I'll forget it, folks. And he just stopped his sermon. Then later on, of course, he went to the Goodwins and received the baptism in the Holy Ghost in their home. Now, we have this book available for you, A Tribute to Spiritual Excellence, The Life and Ministry of Reverend and Mrs. J.R. Goodwin, for $10. You can phone us at 1-800-972-3447. Now, you may want to come and sit in the School of the Holy Spirit, where Joe Jordan and Ron Smith, who are in their church, we'll be teaching on. I'll be there too. I'm teaching too. And we'll all be yielding to these Holy Ghost gifts right out here on Prayer Mountain, where we have plenty of privacy. You will have to register. We didn't want to go to a big meeting place. We wanted to have privacy out here so you can really learn and practice yourself in moving in the Holy Ghost. That's June 8th through 11th. This is Billy Brim saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.